Good morning, folks. Just afternoon on Friday. Welcome to My Audio Face with Mr. K, right here on CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo. You can also hear us on Rogers Digital 946 and worldwide radiowaterloo.ca. We have a super special guest in studio this afternoon. Welcome to Morgan from Deep Dark River.
How's it going?
Awesome. How are you doing?
Not too bad today, man. Didn't hit any traffic. Feeling good.
Which is great. Absolutely. And should also mention that a first for My Audio Face is you can watch the show live today on YouTube. What's the URL for folks that aren't already tuned in?
DeepDarkRiver.com/live1, the number one.
Perfect. So if you're not already there, there's a chance to get on, get a visual of all the cool stuff going on.
A very nice cell phone video of it, yes.
Technology. I bet you YouTube servers are melting as we speak.
Yeah.
So their IT is going to get more storage and stuff. So, hey, that's all good. So very excited to have you in. Thanks for coming out. So Morgan's going to be with us right through to 1 o'clock today. We're going to mix it up with some songs, some chat, and we'll get some special requests in as well. So why don't we kick it right off with some tunes? You have something you want to play to start?
Yeah, you know what? I've got a lot of metalhead buddies, and I think I'd better start it off with doing like an acoustic rendition. I know it's an acoustic song regardless, but I'm going to do Will-O-The-Wisp by Opeth.
All right, on.
Tired of waiting when time is not on your side, when you're tired of hating me, you no longer want to hide. Stuck with the failures of your life, marred with the sorrows of your strife. When you trouble admitting that you have been wrong all along, when the words you have written down reads everything is gone, stuck with the failures of your life, marred with the sorrows of your strife. More than you need, when you can't keep a secret to yourself, points to the source of the deed. You're stuck with the failures of your life, marred with the sorrows of your strife. can throw gold distraction.
The studio audience to be extremely quiet, so that's why you're not hearing the screaming and yelling and the mosh pit.
It's going on in the other room.
Exactly. Yeah. We want to keep some sense of decorum. So that's awesome. You sound great in my headphones and great live here, which is fantastic.
Awesome.
If anybody listening thinks the sound levels are not 100%, just shoot me a message on the Facebook page, because I want to make it exactly right, and I think I got it. But
these are metalheads. Lots of metalheads listening, and they're very particular about their sound.
Okay, well, get a message out to us so we can make sure it's exactly right. I absolutely want to have a terrific show out there. See, the first 10 seconds where I was just speaking, my mic wasn't even on. So just now. So hopefully it carried through yours, but. Yeah, so Deep Dark River is a new project for you, but that's not your only music project by any stretch. You have done many, and you're currently doing others. You want to give us a quick bio on what Morgan's metal music life is?
The metal realm, yeah. Well, I'm currently the front man for like an epic death metal project called Vesperia, and I mean we've toured all over the place. We've been all across North America. We've been to Europe, done the Lock and Open Air overseas. We've toured with some of our favorite bands, played with some of our favorite bands. I've also done a number of years in a band called Crimson Shadows. You might remember me from that if you've ever heard of them. Those are my main two projects over the last like 5 years or so, Vesperia being my other active band.
Right, so Vesperia is current. You sort of balance your time between Deep Dark River and Vesperia. You're not currently touring with Vesperia, though?
No, we haven't been touring. We've been working on a new record, so our activities have been pretty minimal. I mean, just going down to the studio. Not a lot of stuff that people would be seeing us doing, really.
Okay, but there is an album in the works. Is it a 2018?
It's looking like a 2018 or 2019 release, just depending on how much time we can get into the studio.
Sure. You mentioned Wacken, so we'll did I pronounce it right?
You know what? I've heard like 100 different ways to pronounce it.
Wacken, Wacken.
We call it Wacken, Wacken, Wacken.
Wacken, oh, yeah.
You know, who cares? We know what it is.
the big German metal show.
Yeah.
So you guys, did you get to go there through the Battle of the Bands?
Yeah, we did this. Well, they have contests in 30 some odd countries, and so we won for Canada, which allowed us passage over there. They got us airfare and that sort of thing. And then basically all those other countries that were competing on their own, they are all put to compete against one another at Wacken, and they have an international panel of judges, so we actually won that one too, so we won for the whole world.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. What year was that? That was 2 years ago? 2015. Okay.
Yeah. Wow, it's getting old.
Hey, you know what? It's, that's super timely because the battles are actually on right now for 2018. So we'll take a moment to mention, the upcoming battles. So the bands are already set. So if you're a band and you're like, oh, I want to do that. Well, too late for this year, but check it out and get ready for next year. Some of the battles have happened out west already, but out here in our area, Feb 9th is the first battle. That's at the Bovine Sex Club in Toronto. And then the next night, Feb 10th, in Hamilton at the St. Hollywood. Those are the next two coming up. There's a couple more in Toronto, but Feb 9th, Feb 10th. You guys took it, not only won Canada, which is already, just looking at this year's there's like, I think over 30 to 40 Canadian bands that are going to battle this thing out.
Easily. Yeah, in the last few, there was something like 120 to 150. I don't know the exact number. But yeah, there's a lot of bands, and they're really good bands too. Canada's got a lot of great talent in every scene, really, every genre. There's
yeah.
really great representation.
Oh, here. Yes, I agree. And I'm curious then, so, and how many were there like in the finals for you? That you, how many more did you beat out internationally?
I think there was five other bands that last Canadian show before the finals. But when you go over there, you're playing on the stage there at Vakken, and there's like 29, 30 other bands from around the world.
And how many people did you play in front of?
Between 10 and 15,000.
That's arena size.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a
good number.
So what was that like the moment before you went on stage? Were you like scared crapless?
Well, we were all extremely cold.
Okay.
It was like pissing rain and it was really windy and cold. So we're just trying to keep warm and get ourselves energized to play. I mean, it was, it's always a rush stepping out in front of that many people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not much assuming. Attention just focused on you, you know? So it's definitely a rush before you even set foot on stage. But as soon as you walk out, it's like it all washes away. It's like, feel good.
You know? Just focus and you're in the moment. I'm assuming I should have asked, but was that the biggest crowd you've played?
Yeah, that's the biggest crowd. Yeah.
Totally. No, that's something right there, because I can imagine, you know, tons of bands. That's their dream. So you've done it, which is fantastic.
Totally.
What was it like after for Vesperia? Did you get a ton of sort of industry follow up or interest from labels, that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Well, we had a lot of press around us around that for months, and even like well into the next year, right up to the next summer, we got a few tours as a result. We got like tons of mainstream press. Like we were in Rolling Stone. It was like some cool stuff you never thought would happen, you know? So it kept us busy for a while, at least.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. So there's again a note for all the aspiring bands, and particularly the ones that are lined up in this year's battle. At Metal Battle Canada is the Facebook page if you want to see exactly who's playing. I'm giving a shout out to Black Absinthe and Death Perception, which are two of the many bands, and Luthero, three of the bands of the many that are competing. So we'll see who comes out on top.
They're awesome. We know all those guys.
Yeah,
too. They're great, fantastic bands.
It's a real who's who for me. A lot of the bands are new, so it's not a scene I know in and out just yet. But I'm every time I hear more, I'm like, wow, this is amazing. Like you said, the breadth of talent is something else.
Definitely.
So do you want to play another song, or do you want me to play one of your a song that you like? I've got Mastodon lined up here.
Yeah, let's play Mastodon.
All right, let's play that, and we'll be back in a few minutes right here on My Audio Face with Mr. K on CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo. Cool.
you pray for quiet. Inside your head, the screams want silence. I remember those days. The terror that's the home. The fear that's in your bones. It just won't go away. The nose-to-nose beer-sticking breath thrown down onto the floor. So bad it bruised and sore. Drove down onto the bed. Dip that shit till you break your neck. Hell's where I was born. Hell's where I was raised. This hell is where I'm from. And this hell is where I'll stay. The hush is all I need to hush the misery. Just fade away. Retain the violence. Locks up your heart like a secret closet. So no one can penetrate. You just can't stand the touch. Affection weighs too much. You push everyone away from the reckoning. The venom stings. Whip so bad I piss myself. Still with the beatings from that belt. If this reminds you of home, you better know you're not alone. Hold a gun up to my head. I'll pull the trigger on myself. Hell's where I was born. Hell's where I was raised. This hell is where I'm from. And this hell is where I'll stay. The hush is all I need. All I need, hush the misery, hush the lost glory, like the hush inside a dream. Hell's where I was born, hell's where I was raised. This hell is where I'm from, and this hell is where I'll stay. The hush is all I need to hush the misery, the hush that belongs to me, like the hush inside a dream. Just
The Swordsman from the last Vesperi album. And we are live with Morgan Ryder, Deep Dark River.
Yeah, what's going on?
And if you're anxiously cursing YouTube,
blame YouTube and my inexperience with live streaming.
it's all good. You can catch the audio. Of course, if you're not listening to this, I guess telling you that doesn't much matter. If you're not listening, tune in to RadioWaterloo.ca. Or if you are listening, you can tell a friend. And so that's okay. We've got Morgan live with us till the top of the hour. And possibly there might be some video footage that might surface at a later date. Maybe not live, but yep. So...
I'm filming this whole thing anyway, so if anybody is interested in watching it later on, then it'll be up on my YouTube channel. Just search Deep Dark River.
There you go. So that was, anything particular that was the Swordsman, anything special about that song that, I'm the one that just kind of picked it.
That was off of this last Vesperia record in Olden Tale. And, that was the first song I wrote for that record. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah. It's kind of odd, like, listening to that and then I'm going to go back into the acoustic stuff, you know, it's like night and day. But
For sure. So what do you want to play for us now?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe a Johnny Cash tune, then I might do some original stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all yours. Deep Dark River on live on CKMS 102.7.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, God will cut you down. Sooner or later, God will cut you down. Go and tell the long-faced liar, go and tell the midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. cut them down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to a man from Galilee. He spoke to me in a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. Spoke my name and my heart stood still, and he said, go on and do my will. Go and tell the long-faced liar, go and tell the midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Go and tell the long-faced liar, go and tell the midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Throw a rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. Sure as all, made black or white, what's wrong in the lock will be brought to the light. Go and tell the long-faced liar, go and tell the midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time, sooner or later God'll cut you down.
Great stuff. Thank you. Thank you, Morgan. Quick Jeez. Note, do you have another one ready to go? We'll let you just keep playing.
Oh, no. Let's talk.
All right. I'll mention you've got Feb 3rd. You got something coming up here.
February 3rd, yeah. I'm playing live in Whippy at the...
Griffin Pub.
The Griffin Pub. That's the one. There's too many places these days. I'm playing with Cheryl and Emerson Ireland. It's going to be like sort of like an acoustic night kind of thing. So if you live in Whitby, Ontario, come down on the 3rd, Saturday the 3rd, and come have some pints and watch us play music.
Right on. Even if you don't live in Whitby, everybody knows where it is. You can get down there, right? Friday, yeah. Feb 3rd, the Griffin Pub. So that'll be your first sort of live performance where you're going to play some of your acoustic stuff, or have you done stuff with these guys before?
No, I've never done anything like this before. Actually, this is my first acoustic sort of playing acoustic for anybody besides my wife.
Oh, which is fantastic. Trust me, it's an honor for us. I'm really really glad that you're able to make it out, and it's terrific to hear. Now, it was playing acoustic. Is that sort of something you've always wanted to do and you put aside, or has it evolved over time with playing metal?
I guess I've prioritized it more as the years went on. Like every time I've gone out on tour, I've always brought like an acoustic guitar or a mandolin or a ukulele or something, you know. And I've always been strumming away in the van or outside of the van in a Walmart parking lot or whatever. And it's always just been like that constant, you know. But actually, the last few months, last half year or so, I've been really putting a focus on it. I found out in the summertime that I'm going to become a father in the spring, actually, in a couple months. So my whole life, I think, changed at that second when I figured that, like, when I found that out. So I started writing all this music, and I really am equating it to that sort of news that I'm going to become a father, that all this music started coming out of me. And that's where this project was born, actually. So I've been working on all this music for this upcoming record, and I've already got the music for the next two written as well. So
wow.
I think this is the path that I meant to be on right now, and I'm going to continue walking it till I decide to do something else.
That's terrific, and big congratulations for sure.
Thank you.
That's very cool news. And that's great that you've kind of had that kind of coming together. So you've written, do you have any particular song that you wrote specific to that event or to fatherhood or anything like that? Or
No, not in particular. I mean, nothing really that I've written really talks about that specifically. I mean, it's more about, I guess, what's been going on in my head in the days leading up to and the days afterward. But I do have a couple songs, but it doesn't exactly... refer to that specifically.
Well, like you said, yeah, it's but it's more internal to you in terms of the connection, right? That moment was it kind of a shift of, you know, what's important to you, what matters? Was it kind of like that, or was
you know what, I think a lot of things became apparent in that like that minute.
Okay.
And yeah, I think it changed a lot of the way I think about things and the way I approach things, and I think it's permanently changed those, you know, so.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, speaking from my own experience, it does. And, you know, I personally would say only in a positive way. Even every challenge or not so great item that happens, changing diapers at 4 a.m. or whatever, a lot of how those are experienced to come down to how you view them, how you bring your attitude and your approach to it. So yeah, not everything's, it's not fun and games 24/7 for sure, but nothing really is. But in terms of the meaningful parts, it's nothing but to me, it's nothing but bliss. There's nothing more important, I don't think. And I think it's you know, it's really cool to hear you sort of speak of it in such a majestic, is maybe too big a word, but in a you know, I hear a little bit of reverence from you to the experience, to the fact that this is happening, which is, you know, unfortunately not what everybody does. A lot of people either take it for granted, just don't appreciate it, and you know, I'm not judging anybody, but I'm just more calling you out on the positive side.
It's a great
thing if you can embrace it and live and feel and breathe every moment. And like you said, look what's already coming out of it, is you've got songs, you know, that you're writing and writing and writing. So that's very cool. So let's hear one of them. What do you got?
I think I'm going to play a song called Hallowed Earth. I just got to tune up real quick for this.
Go for it.
So this is Hallowed Earth. This is going to be one of the tracks. This is the first time I'm performing it for anybody live. And well, besides my wife. She doesn't count, though. So she's sitting in the other room staring at me. So this is Hallowed Earth. This is going to be off the first Deep Dark River album, which is going to be called Deep Dark River.
Thank you.
lacking ways. Upon jewel thrones now we sit and act upon, through endless ocean with our stone hearts, lost before the memory could root and take its start. We lost it all. Did all in this hallowed earth. We lost it all in this hallowed earth.
Deep Dark River, Hallowed Earth. History perhaps being made with the very first live playing of Hallowed Earth from Deep Dark River. So who knows, in 20 years or maybe a lot sooner, they'll be like, oh, man.
Remember that time everybody turned their radios down?
Yeah. You know, hey, everybody that I always remember, I forget, another band told me a story, but, you know, every single band, no matter how big, huge, popular they are, at one point, they weren't. They weren't born, you know, instantaneously, with perhaps the exception of, was it... Justin Timberlake's first band there. The Backstreet Boys and the that little phase where they sort of put bands together and then boom, they just kind of existed. But even then, let's be honest, those, you know, whether you like that style of music or not, the reality is they were talented folks that did stuff for many years before they got there. But
definitely.
In any case, thanks for sharing that, Morgan. That was really cool.
Thank you.
And so that's going to be on the first album, Hallowed Earth was that song. And how many of you, have you already got sort of all the songs picked out for that album?
Yeah, you know what, that's the biggest hang-up I'm having with this album. I have 30 songs written.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm trying to kind of pick and choose what's going to be on it, what's not going to be on it, what I'm going to toss away. You know, I think that's the biggest decision I think I've been making with this so far, is like, what songs don't I use? And I mean, I enjoy playing them all in their own right, but I mean, some songs are going to be meant to be stripped down little acoustic things, and other ones are going to have like full instrumentation with like choirs and strings and,
oh wow,
like yeah, like a full band kind of setup, you know. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's that one's definitely gonna be on it though, for sure.
Right on. And is your plan, when you do get to the recording stage, is your plan to do everything yourself? Are you going to bring session musicians in for any parts? Or?
I'm doing everything myself.
Okay.
I will be having some session players on it. I have a guy who's going to be doing some guest pianos on it. And also the person who I sort of began this idea with, like the whole idea of like a folk band, he's actually the brewmaster at a new brewery in Whitby, so he's a little busy, but I'm gonna have him do some additional acoustics and mandolins and voice on it, so
okay.
He'll be peppered across it, but for the rest of the album it's just me.
Right on. And this one is it for sure 2018? Do you have a timeline? Not putting pressure on you, but
I haven't really decided when it's gonna come out.
I'm
aiming for this year though, so before the end of summer is my general idea.
Right on. In the meantime, we've already got some stuff in the archives for folks to listen to. So, which is cool. We got one song and a few covers. I want to switch gears and talk to you a bit about a cover you did. The song that sort of brought you to my attention. You did a cover of called "Allure of the Earth." At first I didn't actually, you know, I'll confess, I had never heard of Woods of Ripe.
I've heard lots of different, it's like just kind of like whacking, you know.
Okay.
Nobody's quite sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure whoever's from that actual place can give you a perfect pronunciation, but
so I read that, it was very, very, very moving. And so obviously in dedication you did to David Gold, that was quite a few years after that you decided to record this and release it. So was there a particular, I guess, maybe share with us, if you're comfortable, what
Yeah. You
know, why now? And has he always been sort of hanging really close in your head still, in your heart?
Yeah. You know what? I honestly, a little bit of a history. David Gold started this band Woods of Ypres, like a doom and black metal sort of themed band from Windsor. And he moved around a bit with the band. He went to Toronto and Sault Ste. Marie, but he released 5 albums with this band. And I go back a number of years with him too. He actually invited me to start playing bass for him, and we're gearing up to do the release of the 5th album, the 5th Woods of Ypres album, and we're going to go over to the UK to do a showcase for the record label. And the week before that, the show was supposed to take place, he got killed in a car accident. So I never really got to speak to him before that or anything, but I mean, this idea has been floating around in my head to do this sort of tribute to him. I guess it's just a matter of timing, you know, like when the moment was right kind of thing. And I think it, like, some time's passed now and it just felt right to do it. So my wife and I were on a trip in the UK, and so I started taking some footage when I was over there, and when I got home I put the rest of it together with the studio track, and there you go, there's the video I did.
And which is fantastic. Yeah, so if you haven't heard it from Deep Dark River, it's a beautiful cover of Allure of the Earth. You can go obviously on YouTube, Deep Dark River, and you'll find it. That's really beautiful. I don't know if it's a song you is it a song you were planning to play today?
It wasn't. No.
Okay.
I mean,
so we're not gonna.
There's,
I, I'm
there's
not gonna
a bit
throw...
going on, though, like strings and pianos.
Yeah.
And I think I didn't get the full effect. I think I just recommend people check out the video on YouTube.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, and that's I never like to spring things on you, say, okay, this is what we're doing. What? But you know, that makes perfect sense. So, and it is beautiful. I was curious, you answered that as to how you got sort of the UK stuff in there, which really adds it adds a lot of depth to it. So so thank you for that, because it's not only, you know, it's a great song, it introduced me indirectly to you, because that's how you sort of first came to my attention, and then also, obviously, has put me made me aware of David and you know, the contributions he's made.
Yes.
And you know, in his life. So so thanks. What about another original song from Deep Dark River? What do you got in the tank here?
I'm probably gonna play a song called "Let the Light Take Me."
Okay.
Yeah. It's yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna talk about it. I'm just gonna do it.
Deep Dark River.
All right.
Of time and memory, we've walked 1,000 miles more, side by side, it seems. And we work and pray and wish our days away, though we've never been such fools as we are today. Failed in all endeavors just to taste this wine. Do we really walk the patterns and breathe the air? All my moments have been others. Tell me why I should care. And we work and pray and wish our days away. We'd never ourselves as we are today.
Deep Dark River live on CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
It's deep and dark.
That was cool. You know what? Maybe it's the way you pick the songs or what, but each song you're getting more and more into it. It's sounding better and better. I wish we could go much longer and get every song in, but you know, I guess we got to keep the fans wanting a little bit. We can't lay it all out. Just like you're not going to put 30 songs on the first album. Although that's an idea I've seen.
I could do it. I mean, I'm in charge.
Right. You could, you know, but yeah. So My Audio Face with Mr. K. We're here for another few minutes with Deep Dark River. Morgan Ryder, who is leading the project, also a member of Vesperia. And a reminder that My Audio Face is also on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. And we're actually going to be starting, so this is kind of a soft launch, but I'm going to be starting a converted version of the show in this close to this time slot, Fridays, I think at 12:30, that'll be much more focused on talk, interviews, live sessions, which I've been doing ad hoc, and kind of realized it's a really fun and engaging opportunity for me. I love playing tunes and finding new bands and you know, getting their stuff on the air as well. You know, this brings another element and I can branch a little bit outside of just pure heavy metal music all the time. So that's, stay tuned for that, for info on when I launch that, probably next Friday actually, but it's not official yet. So we'll, you know, don't kill it on the Twitter thing just yet. So what else do we want to talk about? Any big exciting stuff that I may have forgotten to bring up? Controversial topics you like to speak out on?
I'm not too controversial.
Oh, that's good.
Outside of, I rage about everything at home, but I don't. Air dirty laundry for other people, you know.
That's good. Again, what I hear and see, and it's a vibe I pick up is you're a positive person. You work from that level up, and you know that's actually a great way to be. And one thing you hear a lot, and I can attest to its truth, is how the attitude you bring in spills out on other people. And you know, I can feel it because I aspire to that a great deal. I think that's the place to be: positivity and you know, goodness over non-goodness. My tendencies occasionally will be to go in another direction, and I'll tell you that I feel the positivity kind of fighting that a bit, so I won't go on one of my rants, which is good. It's good for everybody, trust me. There's really nothing productive ever comes out of it. I get to hear my own voice a little bit, but that's, you know, that's not enough of a reward to bother.
Yeah, man, 90% of the podcasts I've heard are just people ranting about stuff. Maybe you can get into podcasting too and
get
a good audience there.
Yeah, you know, it's true, and that's where I've kind of learned that I myself am way more judgmental than I'm willing to admit. Certainly way more than I want to be, because I have no problem calling out, you know, negativity like that when I see it or hear it from other places, and I'm like, good grief, we got too much of this.
Right? You know what? Most people just put on the blinders and they try to not see that sort of stuff. So, you know, it takes somebody to say it before it'll be recognized and dealt with, you know? So,
And you know,
respect
but,
that.
Yeah, thank you. And, but you know what? I think there's way more good stuff to do with positivity and things like that. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
More
so,
gets done that way.
Well, exactly. And if nothing else, I think you feel better, right? So Feb 3rd in Whitby, the Griffin Pub, you'll be playing with the folks you're playing with again are?
Cheryl and Emerson Ireland, like a folk duo.
Right on. And I see we've just got a few minutes left, and I think we should leave on a high note with another song. If you got one more in you,
yeah, I'd love to do one.
It's sure. The air is all yours. A big thank you, everybody, for listening. Super big thank you for coming in, Morgan.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Pleasure. We'll keep you posted on. So the Facebook page is My Audio Face. You can follow me on Twitter at My Audio Face. If you're a new band or a Canadian band or a local band and you want to get your music played or some exposure, reach out to me. I'm happy to do it. And you can email me at myaudioface@gmail.com. And Deep Dark River is also the website. Deepdarkriver.com is the website. Also on Facebook. So keep an eye there for potential video footage of today's live session. And for any other news as to what Deep Dark River is about, I yield the floor to Mr. Morgan Ryder. Thank you for coming out.
Thanks so much for having me. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing will be alright. Saying don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing will be alright. Woke up this morning, up with the rising. Damn.